This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, where we're saving souls $1 at a time. In tonight's message, I would like to talk about the story of David and Goliath. Now this is a story that's always told to children because it's so great that the little guy can go up against the bully and he can just whoop his ass. That is great stuff. You can show children how they can fight the good fight. They can fight against adversity and rise up triumphant. It's wonderful inspiration to them all. But what's left out of this story is what came after, you see. He ultimately became King David. But there's more to the story in that David, well, he was as gay as Lawrence of Arabia is what he was. And there's ample evidence of that in the book of Samuel. In verse 18:1, it says, "And it came to pass, when he made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." Well, maybe they were just friends, maybe. But it goes on. In verse 18:3, it says, "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul." A covenant, huh? Okay, well, we have 18:4. "And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle." Jonathan gave David his girdle. Well, maybe they were just friends. Maybe they were. But it goes on. As verse 19, Sue. "But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David." Well, after this girdle exchange, I bet they did. And that says, verse 24, "Then said Jonathan unto David, whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee." Well, I strongly suspect after this girdle business that he's already done it for thee, but it doesn't explicitly say that, of course, but what other conclusion would you draw? And in verse 20:17, "And Jonathan caused David to swear again because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul." Now, I have had friendships in my life, but there's never been any time when I've said, "Hey, buddy, while you're out at the fridge, you get me another Bud, if you could. You're going there anyway, right? And by the way, I love you like my own soul." I think back in my memory, and I don't recall anything like that. I particularly don't recall giving anybody my girdle, even if I had a girdle. So it's pretty clear to me that these guys were gay, and that really doesn't matter particularly, except insofar as it presents a certain conflict with Leviticus, doesn't it? Be that as it may, where this all goes is the problem of gay marriage. Now, it's only a problem if you want to get married and someone tells you you can't. But here at the Ministry of the Internet, if you got $19.95 in your pocket, we will sign you right up. Whether you're gay, straight, or whatever, we don't care. There are all kinds of people out there saying if gay people get married, then it's the ruination of society that will destroy marriage as we know it. And well, they go on and on and on. It gets pretty tedious after a while. But the premise being that if more people get married, that will somehow destroy the people who are married already. Now, that kind of logic really escapes me. My thinking is, so long as you can marry you whoever you want to, who the hell cares whoever someone else marries? When you get right down to it, it's just none of your damn business, isn't it? So come on down to the Ministry of the Internet, and please don't forget that 1995, while we have a very open attitude towards your emotional and physical relationships with other human beings, well, we do require that license fee, minimal as it is. Now, there's an extension to today's message, an extension I'm most pleased to make, is that the Reverend Sasquatch is now on CD. If you have missed the early messages, the Lord will smile upon you and is smiling at this very minute because the Hellbound Train has been released to CD. Now, I know at this moment the sun must be opening up, birds must be singing, because that CD is now available at cdbaby.com/CD/Rev Sasquatch, and you can get the first 15 messages for your very own. Just think of it as the ideal Christmas gift for your Christian friends. Sorry about that. I just had to pull it together for a moment. Just the idea of the Reverend Sasquatch as a Christmas gift. It's a very serious matter, isn't it? Very serious. And this would be a good time to close this message, I believe. This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message.